Was it just rabble-rousing? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The first comment I saw about the memorial last night at the University of Arizona was a blog post about the T-shirts. The university had handed out T-shirts that said, "Together we thrive." One post said, "I'm having a physical reaction to the T-shirts." "A bizarre pep rally," said another post. "Massacre rally theater. Absolutely obscene," said another. Well, congratulations, you got our attention. It's true, there were T-shirts. It's true, the atmosphere was optimistic, even enthusiastic. What would you prefer? Giving in to the gunman? The guy may have been insane, but he targeted a political event. Whatever was going through his mind, he deliberately attacked the kind of event that's fundamental to any democracy, where you meet and talk to and complain to the people who represent you. If voters become too afraid to do that, the whole system falls apart. Sure, the crowd was looking for a reason to cheer. You want to take control away from the maniacs. You want to put the sane people back in charge. Is that a terrible instinct? The president used the story of the youngest victim, Christina Taylor Greene, to make a point about public service.
She had been elected to her student council. She saw public service as something exciting and hopeful.
Do any of us feel that way anymore? Or do we just look at them as all a bunch of crooks? Because if we're that cynical, we are no longer a nation. We are just a rabble, ready to be roused by the angriest voice. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.